The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And I'm delighted to say Gar Mullins of the Antara Marca Hotel has brought products with him today that I'm going to sample. It's always a treat when you bring food. We've two things to get to now. The second thing I'll build up to, right? but the first one is the summer strawberry tart. Tell us what's in this.
It's a little bit technical. So, I mean, there is a little bit in this. But basically, it's a sweet pastry crust or a tart base. Inside, there's a thickened custard called a crème pâtisserie.
And this is really good, by the way.
It's really a classic French dessert, right? So what you're going to need to do to make the sweet pastry, it's 125 grams of softened butter, 85 grams of icing sugar, an egg, and some 200 grams of flour. Then you're going to need some strawberry jam, some fresh strawberries, and some apricot jam. So I'm going to tell you how to make the pastry first. You beat the sugar and the butter together until it's nice and smooth, not too fluffy. Then you add in the egg, then you add in the flour, and you just bring it together till it forms a dough. Put some cling film out on the table, drop the dough into it, wrap it in the cling film and stick it in the fridge.
Yeah, that's a really important part, sticking in the
fridge. Super important. So what you're trying to do there is that you're letting the gluten rest. Mm-hmm. If you just roll that out into the shell, when you put that shell into the oven to blind bake it, it would shrink and you'd be left with a disc at the bottom. So after you leave it in the fridge for an hour, take it out, leave it for about 15 minutes to soften up, roll it out into a tart shell, then you put some parchment paper in it and some rice or some bacon beans, pop it into a preheated oven for 20 minutes, then lift the parchment paper and the beans out in for another five minutes.
Would rice actually work for that?
Rice works perfectly.
Is rice heavy enough? It wouldn't be heavy enough.
Just always push your fingers into the side and make sure that you pack it with rice. But yeah, you can use like chickpeas, or you just need something to weigh it down. Years ago, people used to use coins. That was Tuppences or whatever.
A little bit of copper with
exactly.
your cake.
Exactly. Yeah. And then when you come out, you need to move on to the next part, which people would be really nervous about. So you're making a custard. It's 300 mils of milk, 150 mils of double cream, some vanilla, 3 egg yolks, caster sugar, 3 tablespoons of corn flour and 50 grams of butter. All you do is heat up the milk and the cream with the vanilla, and then in a separate little bowl, whisk the sugar and the egg yolks, add in the corn flour. Then you pour a little bit of the cream in on top of that, mix it all together back into the pan and slowly bring it up to the boil, and you'll see that it'll start to thicken up. Mm-hmm. That's the egg yolks and the cream thickening it, but also the corn flour. And you're left with this quite thick custard. Take it off the heat, whisk in the butter, let it cool down, and then you just assemble the tart. So it's the tart shell, strawberry jam, in with the crème pâtisserie, on with the strawberries on the top. I know I'm at the covering a lot there. It's up on my Instagram.
To be fair, the presentation, it looks really simple.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the whole point of this, isn't it?
Yeah, and really it's about like learning how to make the sweet pastry, learning how to make the custard. If it doesn't look exactly like the ones I made there, it's really about the three-step process.
But now, this monstrosity, Cadet Show.
This is a Dubai chocolate chip cookie. So I'm sure if anybody is on social media, you would have seen. There it is.
Look
there
at the station. God.
Will you relax, will you? So basically, it's the Dubai chocolate bar. So it's the Dubai chocolate is where they're making these chocolate bars. Inside is pistachio. Do you not like pistachio? Faces on this fella here. Is this on camera?
The smell.
This fella's getting them to eat. Yeah. I don't know.
I preferred another cake. I preferred another tart. Go on, carry on while I'm eating.
So basically, what you need is 200 grams of butter that I want you to put into a little pan and bring it up to the boil, and you're going to make some nut brown butter. This is a real pastry technique for making butter taste really nutty. Then you need 250 grams of brown sugar, half vanilla extract, 2 eggs. Then to make the cookie, 230 grams of flour, teaspoon of baking powder, teaspoon of baking soda, pinch of sea salt, and then some milk chocolate. And then the Dubai part is an ingredient called kataifi pastry. Mm. So kataifi is basically phyllo that's shredded really, really thinly. And some pistachio. And the pistachio is what you're freaking out about, I think. You're not sold, eh?
The only other thing you could have brought in that would be less appealing than that is mackerel.
Mackerel? Jesus, you're putting it there. Okay, well.
And there's only... I'd eat everything. Normally I'd eat anything that you'd produce, but...
Is it the pistachio you don't like?
Yeah, it's kind of texture and smell. It's just so wrong.
Do you know, but I'll tell you what it is. It's because it's not as sweet. And when you look into the Middle East, they either eat desserts that are like really sickly sweet, or they eat stuff that has a little bit of a savoury feel to it. Yeah. And I think that's what you're turning your nose up at.
Keep going.
So the recipe there for the pistachio filling that Jonathan now is his new signature recipe and dish is you fry the kataifi pastry in a little bit of butter and it goes crispy. And then all you do is fold that through the pistachio cream. He's gone again.
I don't know why I'm eating another.
It's marmite, exactly. Yeah. He doesn't know why he likes it. You fold that through the pistachio paste. All the supermarkets now are selling this pistachio paste. And then for the cookie dough, melt the butter, like I said, to make that nut brown butter. Add it with the brown sugar. Whisk it together. In with the vanilla. In with the eggs. Fold in the flour. You have a cookie dough. Then you put in the chopped chocolate. You make little balls. So you have two little balls. Mm-hmm. Make a well in one of them. Put the pistachio paste and push them together. And here I am talking about this recipe and it goes, your man has no more interest now in this recipe.
I'm just laughing at something else you said. But
all right, okay. Yeah, fair enough. Then you press them together. And another important technique here, pop the cookie doughs, the biscuits into the fridge. Let them rest.
Right.
Because otherwise, when you try to bake them off, they'll go really big. But you can see, it's a large American style cookie.
Yeah, it's a good, lovely, except for the green stuff.
And come here, if it's you, even though you keep eating it, which I'm really puzzled about, if you don't want to do the Dubai part, that's a wonderful cookie dough recipe. Yeah, you don't have to fill it with the pistachio and the kataifi.
100% reference. That's the best I can give you today. Thank you so much.
You like the strawberry part.
Absolutely. First one, one for two isn't bad.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.